Moshe daf nun zayin on the bed. Peyot, Jewish distinctiveness, lo takifu pe'at roshchem. The Gemara deals on daf nun zayin on the bed with the aspects of the din of not cutting off the peyot. And in going into that, we will see the difference between two areas in halacha. The one is avodah zorah, doing anything which comes close to an act of idolatry. And the other is a different halacha of chukoteim lo telechu, not doing things which have become part of religious practice in other religions that we don't do. And the difference between those two areas, the halachic categories that are different. We'll learn today that whereas avodah zorah, what is prohibited is the act, doing something which is an act of avodah zorah or similar to one. And chukoteim lo telechu, not doing things which have become religious practice among the non-Jewish nations of the world, that's about the state of being. It's not just about the action, it's about the state of being, and we'll see the difference in these halachot. So we have the halach in Parshas Kedoshim, lo takifu pe'at roshchem, lo tashchit et pe'at zekanecha. You're not permitted to cut the pe'ah of your head, which is that area of hair just alongside the ear, and slightly above the ear. Lo tashchit et pe'at zekanecha, and the beard also has various peyot. There are five peyot altogether on the face. And one isn't permitted to shave any of those peyot, which is the halachic basis of people growing beards originally, but we paskin that the isra only applies with a blade, to actually shave with a blade, but to shave with scissors is permitted, and we paskin that a shave in an electric razor has the din of a scissors, because you need two blades to work against each other rather than one blade scraping against the skin. And therefore, it has the din of a scissors and not a din of a blade. And that's why many people do shave themselves, and they're not worried about the payers because they don't destroy the payer using a blade. On the other hand, in Parshas Metzora, in our Parsha of Nozir, we have the din that on the seventh day, Yegalachet Kol Saro, he has to shave all his hair, et Rosho, et Zekano, et Gabot Enav. The Nozir has to shave everything, also his beard and his head and his eyebrows, everything. So that's an Asay Deichelot Asay, even though normally one isn't allowed to shave, but a Nozir is allowed to. But in our Mishnah, we have a strange case of a sofik nozir. Shnei nozirim shemalayim echad ra'iti echad machem shenima v'en yodeizim ikem. I saw one of you came close to something that is metame, causes tumor, and therefore one of you nozirim is no longer nozir. You've actually got to undo your nozirut and start again, but I'm not sure which one it is. And then the Mishnah says, Megalchin, they have to both shave and various other things, they bring korbanot and so on. That's the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Asks the Gemara on Amud Beis, Megalchin u'mevin v'amai dilme lav t'meim inun v'ka'avit ha'kofa. This is quite a problem, because they are sofik tomei. We're not sure whether they became tomeim or not. And if they're not proper tomeim, if they didn't really become tomeim, what are we saying now in the Mishnah? They shave, but you're not allowed to shave. That's an isur. And if it's, although it's an asay doichel or asay, that's where you should. You're doing a mitzvah asay. But this nozir is not doing a mitzvah asay. One of them is definitely not tomei. We just don't know which one it is. And that one's not allowed to shave his head. So how can you do that? Omar Avhuna, Hamakif et HaKatan, so answers the Gemara, Omar Shmuel, Be'isha v'Katan, we're talking about a woman who's a Nozir or a Koton who's a Nozir, where the din of HaKafa doesn't apply. To a woman, we'll see in the Gemara why it doesn't apply. A woman is not included in this issue of payers. She's allowed to remove her payot. She has none of those restrictions. And the katan is not chayv with any mitzvot. He doesn't. The mitzvot don't apply to him. So Shmuel says that's what it's talking about. Ask Rav Huna, amakif et hakatan, arei chayv. But if you shave a cotton's head, you are chayv. So why is that? What is that all about? It would seem that the isur is the cutting, not the being cut. So the cotton has no isur of his hair being cut, of his pears being cut. He's a cotton. He's a little child. But if you cut the child's hair, even though the child has no din of the hair being cut, if you cut the child's hair, then we says Ravuna, makif et hakatana yuchayev, that yuchayev in isu doraisa. Why? So we see it's the act of cutting. The problem is if it's the act of cutting, then what about the Gemara and Makkos, which goes together with this Gemara? We've got it just a little bit lower down on the source sheets. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Chista, Echad HaMakif Echad HaNikaf Loike. Says the Gemara, no, it's not just the Makif. The one whose hair is cut off also gets Makkos. So you've got a barber, a Jewish barber, and he shaves the payas of a, with a blade, shaves the payas of a Jewish customer. The barber's chayev, and so is the customer chayev. Why, if the whole issue seems to be the act of cutting and not the being cut, why would he be chayev? Answers Rav Ashi b'mesayeya. That's talking about a case where the customer is helping, is moving his head, getting his head into the right position. He's playing some part in the haircut. He's not just sitting absolutely passively. So says Rav Ashi, if he were really just sitting passively, even though his hair is removed completely, his payas are gone, and they've been removed with a blade, he would not be chayev, says Rav Ashi. If he was mesayeh, but the barber would be chayev. If he was mesayeh, if in some way he helped the barber, then he would be chayev as well. That's how the Gemara comes out there. And that's how the Rambam paskins. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zorah, that's interesting that that's where the halachas are paskin. This is part of Avodah Zorah. The dinim of payas have to do with the halachas of Avodah Zorah. As we'll see, says the Rambam, he brings the laws of payas, and he says, Bamed varim amurim b'isha megaleach. Who is chayev, the person who shaves, who does the act of shaving? But the person who is being shaved does not get malchus. Like Rav Ashi said, unless he helped in some way. If he didn't help in any way, he's not chayev. Asks the Ravid. אבל איש המתגלח אין אלוהיך אלא אם כן סיילה על המגלח. אומר אברום, אף על פי שאין אלוהיך. Okay, I get it. Rav Ashi says you don't get Malkus because you didn't do anything. But כיוון שמידעת עשו עבר בלב. But since he's doing it deliberately, his intention is to have his payas cut, that's why he's at the barber. So certainly, although he hasn't actually participated, and therefore you can't give him Malkus because it's a love she'ein bo maise, hasn't done anything wrong, but nevertheless, it's wrong, and he's been over a lav, says the Ravid. So the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, where the Rambam, or maybe expanding the Rambam, where the Rambam says, the only time that he's chay is if he helped. Says the Ravid, yes, he's chay of Malkus if he helped, but he's transgressing the prohibition of the Torah just by having his payas cut, even if he is 100% passive, like many other laws in the Torah, where even if one doesn't do anything and one isn't chayev malchus, you don't get punished for it, but you have done a transgression of the Torah. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Remember, the Kesef Mishnah is one of the two primary perushim on the Rambam. And who wrote the Kesef Mishnah? Important to know always. The Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo. Says Rabbi Yosef Karo, he disagrees with a Ravid, and he says, V'yoteh nirili delo shayach lo mashu over belav. No, I don't think he's being over a lav at all. When the Rambam says it's only if he's active, and he's explaining Rav Ashi, when Rav Ashi says, Messayeh, you chayev only if you help. If you didn't do anything, you did nothing. Kivan delo avid maise klal. Because you did nothing at all, says the Mechaber, says the Kesef Mishnah. Even if he tells the barber, cut off my payas, it still he doesn't do anything, because the barber didn't have to do what he was told to do. He could say, I'm not allowed to cut your payas, sorry. So let's not worry about the second part, but the first part, the Kesef Mishnah disagrees with the Ravid, and says that even that if he did nothing active in the shaving at all, he just sat in the barber chair without moving his head, and the barber did everything, then the customer is not chayev at all. He hasn't even done an issur of the Torah. Even though he walks out of the shop without payas. So we see from here that this issur avodah zorah, again, the Rambam paskins this in Hilchos Avodah Zorah, the idea of payas, the issur is the action, is to do it. You're not allowed to do something which has an element of Avodah Zorah in it. But if it's done to you, there's no issue. That's not the issue. You've done nothing. So so we get some understanding of the laws of Avodah Zorah. us, the Chacham Tzvi, we learned about Rabbi Yonos and Eibeshitz the other day. We learned some Rabbi Yonos and Eibeshitz the other day. And I mentioned too that Rabbi Yaakov Emdin was his big Baal Machlokes. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin accused Rabbi Yonos and Eibeshitz of being a Shabtaist. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin was the son of the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi was a great Talmid Chacham in the 17th century, who was in many, many places. He served as a Rav in many places, including Amsterdam, and he was in London for a period. He was all over the place. And he always got into machlokes. He was very, very forthright, and he always expressed his view, and he always got into trouble and had to leave the places that he was at. But he did write, I think it was during the Amsterdam period, that right, I'm sure that he wrote the Tshuvas of the Chacham Tzvi. He did write Shailos and Tshuvas, which are very important. And in the Tshuvas of Chacham Tzvi, in Pei Beis, he writes that he doesn't understand the case of Mishnah. Because there are many cases of a lav she'ein bo maaseh where it's not punishable, but you've done an issa d'oraisa. Why is this different? So the way we would answer is this is different because here the whole issa is the maaseh. It's not like other averas where the whole thing is an avera. Here the issa, this is avodah zarah. The issa is the maaseh. If you didn't do the avodah zarah, you didn't do avodah zarah. If it was done to you, that's not avodah zarah. It's the nature of hilchus avodah zarah is the way we would answer the Chacham Tzvi's question on the mechaber on the case of Mishnah. Again, the Ravid, what does the Ravid say? The Ravid says, you're over, you're transgressing even though it's not punishable. Says the Kesef Mishnah, no, it's not, but you're not even over. There's no transgression if you did nothing active. Ask the Chacham Tzvi, why not? There are lots of cases where it's a lav she'ein bo maaseh. You've done a lav without being active in it, and it's still a transgression. And we're answering on behalf of the Kesef Mishnah, but this is different. This is Hilchos Avodah Zarah. In Avodah Zarah, there is no... Avodah Zorah is only an action. If you didn't do an action, you've done nothing at all. That's the nature of Avodah Zorah. And the laws of payers fit into the area of Avodah Zorah. The big problem is, if you look further down, is the Shulchan Aruch himself, same as the case of Mishnah. What does he say? He paskins in Simon Kufpe Aleph Seif Dalet in Yorodeh. Gamani Kaf Chayav im Siyeh Abdavar. The customer of the barber is also Chayav if he did something active. Okay. He turns his head to make it possible to cut his payers. But says the Mechaber, but even if he didn't do anything, there's still an Isser. Who's he paskin like? Like the Ravid. Like the Chacham Tzvi is paskin like the Ravid, whereas he went against the Ravid. Therefore, you can't go to a non-Jewish barber and ask him to do it, or even not say anything, just allow him to cut your payers. You can't do that either. Why not? You've just said, Kesef Mishnah, you yourself said that you don't agree with the Ravid, and that this is Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and in Avodah Zarah, unless you do something active, it's not Avodah Zarah. So if I'm just sitting in the barber seat, and the barber cuts my payers, what's wrong with that? No, says the Shulchan Aruch, not allowed. You can't do that. Why is that, sir? So the Darche Tshuvim, an important parish on Yoredeh, brings from the Tshuvas of the Maharam Rutenberg, who we've learned many times. He says, "Deshitat haKesef Mishnahu, dehanikaf belo siyua eino over belav delo takifu." Says a beautiful chiddush. Says the Maharam Rutenberg, when the Kesef Mishnah says you're not over a lav, you're not transgressing a lav. The Kesef Mishnah is talking about this particular lav of lo takifu, this transgression of not cutting off your payers. Why? Because we've explained, this transgression is a form of Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah, idolatry, is only in the doing of it. It's not in it being done to you. So there's no lo takifu. But there's another issur. If something has become a religious practice among the other nations, we're not allowed to do it even not for a religious practice. That's so for example, kneeling. We used to kneel in the Beis HaMikdash when kneeling became a religious practice of the non-Jews. We stopped kneeling, not only not in religion. We don't kneel at all. We never kneel. So when something is when something has become a religious practice of the other nations, particularly idolatrous, then we don't do it at all. And says the Maharam Rutenberg, there's another element to the payas. Since there are non-Jewish religions and some idolatrous ones where the priests shave off their heads completely as an act of service, we can't do that because of v'chukoteichem lo telechu. So then I'll ask you in that case, But he's not doing anything. He's sitting in the barber's chair, passively. Yes, that's for Avodah Zorah. But Chukoteim Lo Telechu is not about the action. Chukoteim Lo Telechu is about your appearance. It's about how you are. It's about how you look. It's not just about doing the action. The idolatry element is only if you're active. But the Chukoteim Lo Telechu element, which the Maram Rutenberg introduces us to as the reason why the Shulchan Aruch paskens differently from how he does in Kesef Mishneh. Because Kesef Mishneh is in Hilchot Avodah Zorah on the Rambam. In the Shulchan Aruch, he's passing the laws of payers, and he's saying there's still an Isur. The Isur is, uvichukoteim lo telechu. And that's why the Sefer Achinuch says that when he gives the reason for this, he says, kedei l'archik mimenu l'ashkiach mibein einene mechol ma'asenu kol inyan avodah zorah v'chol anaseh bishvilo. The intention of this mitzvah is to remove us from avodah zorah. So he's also saying this is an avodah zorah thing. Uvaz aram b'furesh b'davar she'asu la'bnei adam b'gufotam. But there's a particular issue about something you do on your body. Because you're carrying that around on your body all the time. The Torah is particularly careful. So the Sefer HaChinuch seems to be bringing in, like the Maram Rutenberg says, the other element. Yes, there's an Avodah Zorah element. But there's another element. You've done something to your body that now makes you look the same as those who practice the religious practice of shaving off your payas as well. And that's a problem of how you are, not just of what you've done. So there are two in halacha, we have to always understand these differences. Sometimes something is also, as a maise, it's the action of what you do, and all the laws of Avodah Zorah fit into that category. And sometimes the issur is how you are, not just what you did, even if you didn't do anything wrong, but you are in a situation which is wrong, which would be the issur of Uvuchukateim Lo Telechu. And with that understanding that the Maharam Rutenberg brings us, we can understand the difference between the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch and the Kesef Mishneh on the Rambam.